Bullies are everywhere and have more of a reach now more than ever. If you are being bullied, whether that's in school, work, online, or even in your family, then let me first just say from personal experience, I know how much it sucks and how the well-meaning advice from people is often just infuriating. Before we get into the how though, we need to look deeper into the who. I think bullies can be split into three categories no matter what setting they may be causing emotional destruction, and they are as followed. The trying to fit in bully. The insecure slash hurt slash bullied bully. Straight up nasty. Now before I even go any further, I want to make this very clear: despite how those categories are named, no bullying from anyone for any reason is okay, and a bully is always responsible for their actions. Now for the ease of you guys reading, and also just because that's where my biggest bullying experiences come from, school life was hell for me. The trying to fit in bully. Kids are stupid. Now that may sound harsh, but it's true. Kids slash teenagers don't even have fully developed brains. All a kid wants to do is fit in, and this carries on into life in different ways as we get older, but often in a school setting this means that either A, the bully will attack a person for being different to affirm in their minds and other people's minds that they fit in, and anything outside the norm they are fully separated from, or B, the bully is a follower of example B. Now wanting to fit in is all well and good, and yes, often most of these types of bullies grow up to be acceptable humans, but when they look back, the likelihood that they will consider that they were a bully is slim, whereas the person being bullied is very unlikely to forget, and being bullied in your informative years often shapes a person in later life and their opinion they have of themselves and their self-worth and how they allow people to treat them. The insecure slash hurt slash bullied bully. Now this kind of bully is more complicated. They tend to be very insecure, maybe they have been hurt and are trying to take their pain out on others or other people that may remind them of themselves, and they could also maybe had issues at home or come from abusive backgrounds. Again, this does not make the bullying okay because the victim is not to blame for the person's problems, but it is important to remember that bullying is never a reflection of you, and sometimes taking a look at the person bullying you a bit deeper can help you understand where it's coming from and take away that feeling of there must be something wrong with me. Straight up nasty. We all have known someone in life who, regardless of their situation, they are just a bad person. It's hard to imagine, but some people do take the joy out of just tearing others down or making them feel bad, and we like to think there is always a deep-rooted reason, and yes, often there can be, but not always, and we shouldn't always look for excuses or reasons in other people's bad behavior, and in the age of social media these kinds of people have a huge platform out there to act out their bullying dreams. So now that we have them categorized, how do we stop them? Because I'm sure you have all heard. Tell a teacher slash parent. Hit back. Stand up for yourself. Now the issue here is if you tell a parent or teacher, that's all great and I'm an advocate for speaking about how you are feeling and things happening to you, but the idea that this will stop bullying is just not reality. The bully will more than likely continue, and now they just have more ammo and a bigger vendetta. Hitting back may work in the movies and it will show you are not willing to be pushed around. However, often bullies have bully friends who are lucky to jump in regardless of whether it one-on-one. As we discussed before, they're stupid, and you're still likely to get in trouble, and most people being bullied are not exactly the violent type. I also feel like this is a slightly dangerous way of teaching people how to deal with conflict using violence. Standing up for yourself is my least favorite because it not only puts the blame and responsibility on the victim, but it's so easy to say this to someone when you are not in the position. So you might be thinking, well, Molly, how do I stop a bully in 2021? My answer may shock you, but you don't. Now I'm not saying sit there and take it. What I'm saying is bullies will be bullies, and no matter what you say to a bully, they are not going to have that movie moment of needing to change their ways. They are not going to open their eyes to issues you might have going on at home or with mental health, and that's just a sad fact. Now if you are in school, I want you to take my advice, even though I would have rolled my eyes if I gave me this advice during my school years. School is 5 years. You do not have to spend any more forced time with those people when you leave if you have the option to and want to, then move school or away from the bullies, but if you don't want to or can't, please stay true to yourself. In school I wanted to be anybody but me. I had hell at home and hell in school, and I made several attempts on my life, and I am grateful every day I did not succeed. When you are in that situation, it feels like it is never going to end, and it feels like it must be you and you're somehow to blame, but you are never to blame. I used to act what some may call weird as a shield because I learned that if I could get people to laugh at me, then at least I was in charge of it, but no matter how different you might be, it is no reason for someone to make you feel bad or hurt you. I promise once you out of that situation, you will look back and realize that you like who you are, and that person will have always been a bully and nothing can change that for them. And if you are not in school and you have a bully in your life, if it's in work, defiantly report it, because your employer should have policies in place against bullying, and do not feel bad for any consequences that person faces, because they are responsible for their actions and the consequences, and if it's someone above you, there is always someone above them, so don't be scared to go over their head. And if it's someone in your family or friend group, you just have to cut that person off, delete the number, stop responding, and do it without an inch of guilt, and I promise you in a few months you will feel so much better. So I'm sorry there aren't magical steps to end bullying forever, but I have to keep it honest and real. Remember, you are amazing and you will get through this. Don't underestimate your worth, X. Thanks for reading, X.